Good morning. Now, welcome on this, whatever it is, Pentecost Sunday. At this time, I invite everyone to please stand and join us in hymn 225, found in the blue hymnals. Spirit, and blessed be his kingdom now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is that that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Jews and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and residents of Mesopotamia, and parts of Libya, beginning to Cyrene, and the visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them, speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and answered them, 'Men of Judes, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and all your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs of the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned in darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Creatures both small and great.
reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of ourselves and our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel hymn this morning is hymn 516, found in the blue hymnals. I invite everyone to please stand and join in singing hymn 516. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you've been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because they do not believe in me. About righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So everyone keeps saying, wow, we like your robes today, Father. Are they new? And the answer is, no, they're not new, but they look new because we only get to wear them twice a year. Once on Palm Sunday, and then again today on Pentecost. Red represents the Holy Spirit, and it represents martyrdom. And so that's why they look so new. I think they've been around for about 30 years, but they haven't been worn much. The other thing that's nice is they match the carpet. Have you noticed that? So today, as the Feast of Pentecost, we're in a transition point. We have now completed today the 50 days of Easter season. And we begin the season of Pentecost, which will run from today all the way through until almost Thanksgiving or just a little beyond when we hit the first Sunday of Advent. And today is one of those strange days because we're kind of finishing up the Easter readings. So this is the last Sunday that we are going to hear from the book of Acts, and thus ends our series on the readings that we've heard these last 8 weeks on Acts. Now, before I get into the reading of the day, I'm going to have to look at the gospel and how I wish that we had the ability to kind of move our readings around because they're all out of order. The gospel reading should have been the first reading we heard because it sets the stage for the reading from Acts, which we heard first. So let's take a moment and look at the gospel reading. And let's remind ourselves that throughout this season of Easter, we haven't heard any post-Easter readings for 4 weeks. But what we've been hearing is what we call the final discourse in the Gospel of John, the words that Jesus said to his disciples at the Last Supper, or Maundy Thursday, and that speech goes on for about 2 chapters. Last week, we heard the end of his speech when he ended it with a prayer. This week, we're jumping back to the beginning of the speech, when he informs the disciples that his time with them is coming short. He has done some preparing with them for his execution. But as we know from other readings, the disciples just didn't grasp on to what he was saying. And in fact, I think they lived in denial, even though Jesus kept telling them, look, the day is coming. So now we're within hours of his trial, and he is preparing them and giving them final instructions. And he begins to talk to them about the advocate, Some other translations call it the Paraclete. That is the Holy Spirit. That will at some point come and descend on this earth to guide them. Now, two things to note in this reading that I think are so important is, why is he sending them the Holy Spirit, the Advocate? And it's to continue their learning. Because he says to you, I've taught you basically everything I can at this point. And to have given you more, you would not have been able to bear it. So I send you the Advocate, who will continue to teach you, to guide you, to bear testimony to Christ's gospel. The other thing that we don't quite hear in today's gospel, because it comes all the way at the end of his discourse, is that final prayer. But one thing I want people to note from that final prayer is Jesus does not hand the church and the mission over to the disciples. He hands it back to the Father. I know we all thought that we were in control of the church, didn't we? But we're not. The church is in the guidance of God the Father, or the Trinity, at this point. And so that Spirit coming in to continue Jesus' teaching is also there to guide the church. So he has set us up for the post-ascension arrival of the Holy Spirit. Now, if Jesus is the incarnation, God in the flesh, who dwells among us, the Holy Spirit becomes that aspect of the aspect of God that doesn't just dwell in time and space, but fills this world. To truly be Christ before us, Christ beside us, and Christ within us. And just as that power of the resurrection bursts out from the tomb on Easter Sunday as new life, the Holy Spirit comes into this world to sustain that new reality and push it forward. Now let's take a look at our story from Acts, which is that wonderful horns and whistles and drums blaring as the Holy Spirit descends on this earth. Now, so often we look at this story and we emphasize one miracle in it. And actually, the second miracle is not even listed because it's a little bit further down. But the first true miracle or amazement about this theophany, this revelation of God, is that everyone hears the words spoken, the gospel, in their own language. But there's something else that happens a little bit later, and that is they listened, and thousands were baptized that day. People listened to what they heard, and they responded. And so that, I think, is truly one of the key pieces in today's reading from, or in today's festival and Pentecost event, is that people listened and heard and followed a message that was far different than one they had ever heard before. And it is a message and a way of communication with God that continues through that day. But here is the problem for most of us. We forget, number one, my first point, Jesus hands the church over to God, not to us. And here's the second problem. We fail to realize that if we want to grow in faith, we need to be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to continue teaching us and challenging us into our understanding as to how we understand what divine love is and looks like. Because we ask ourselves, if the Holy Spirit is truly speaking today, or as the congregational says, the Spirit is still speaking, a reminder that the faith that we have is not static. It is dynamic. It is continuing to grow. Then we must be willing to listen, to allow our prayer to move from becoming that of writing our cosmic Christmas list to the divine Santa Claus, to listening, to hearing how the Spirit is calling and challenging you. We also need to remember the words from the prayer of Chrysostom, that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you're right, Jesus is among us. And so the number one key to bearing witness to Christ and bearing witness to each other is the willingness to stop, remember who's in charge, and to listen through the Spirit, either through prayer or through our fellowship. And what are we listening for? The guidance of the Holy Spirit to teach us and to challenge us into how we understand what divine love looks like, both in us and on this earth. So I challenge each and every one of you this week to stop and listen and allow the Holy Spirit to challenge your own understanding of what divine love is. Amen. Please stand and join me in affirming our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the holy church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love, and be found without fault at the day of your coming, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Nicholas, our own bishop, for all bishops and other ministries, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, that all may be in one as you and the Father are one. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the missions of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who do not yet believe, and for those who have lost their faith, that they may receive the light of the gospel, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, especially Joseph, our president, and Daniel, our governor, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who live and work in this community, and especially those who staff our hospitality industry, and those who work is on the sea, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a blessing among all human labor, and for the right use of the riches of creation, that the world may be freed from poverty, famine, and disaster, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for those who are present, and for those who are absent, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our enemies and those who do not wish us harm, for all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In our parish cycle of prayer, for Andrew, Kate, and Wyatt Brown, Jeff Brown, and Robin Bellows, and Paul and Donna Brown, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In our diocesan cycle of prayer, for the Church of the Holy Spirit, Charlestown, and Grace Church, Providence, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the communion of your church, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints, that they may rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, blessed Peter, our patron, and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord, our God.
I ask your continued prayers for this world, especially where there is violence and warfare. We pray for the people both of Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, the Sudan, and wherever violence is present. We pray for all people who have fled from their homes due to violence, whether due to war, gang violence, or domestic violence. That the nations of this world may open their doors and allow them a place to rest their heads in peace. And we pray for this country, especially as we prepare for another round of national elections, that we may find our way back to unity and fellowship with one another. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another with a sign of Christ's love for us. And just a quick point of clarification, this Friday is our joint worship and supper and conversation over at Congregation Beth David. It's literally right around the corner. This co-worshiping has been going on for 35 years without break. And again, I remind people how important our time together with Congregation Beth David is. Every year I keep saying it's not going to get any worse, but it's getting worse. The violence against Jews in this country continues to grow along with the rhetoric. Our mere ability to gather with them is a statement of love, support, and unity with our neighbors. So I do encourage everyone who can to be part of Friday evening. It will begin with dinner. We'll have a conversation with the rabbi and myself, and then we'll have Shabbat service with them. It's a great time. Their hospitality is second to none. Also, now that Drake is not here, we can say more. We did have a big celebration for Drake in December. We did the big gift to him to celebrate his ordination to the diaconate, not thinking he'd be here with us through his ordination to priesthood. So we're not going to do the big collection present thing like we did last time. We do have a small gift for him that I'm putting together. But starting next week, we will have the note cards with the drawing of St. Peter's on the front of it in the back of the church. They're blank cards. I invite people who wish to just pick up one of the cards and just fill out a note of something that you're thankful for while he was here, of a memory or whatever. And then on that day, we'll put it together in a basket and we'll hand him all these wonderful cards and praises as a memento of his time here. And it comes in handy because as he begins his work at St. Augustine's as the number one, there come those times when nobody likes you there or it feels that way. It's nice to have notes of praise that actually did something right in the past to kind of bolster you through those rougher times. So those are the things we're doing. And again, for visitors that are here this morning, in the Episcopal Church, it's our tradition that all people are welcome to the rail for communion to receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. By his blood he reconciled us. By his wounds we are healed. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and
so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, worship, and glory from generation to generation. as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us eat the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The 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 body of Christ, the bread of heaven. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. The bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Right in the mouth. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Oh,
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. Amen. May God, who sent the Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence. Amen. May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. At this time, I invite you to stand as you're able and to join in singing hymn 521. Go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.